This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama schools face funding issues, questions over new charter schools, and of course, how politics affect it all. We'll discuss some of that at WBHM's Issues and Ails Forum tomorrow night. In advance of that, WBHM's education reporter Dan Carson sits down with policy analyst Tricia Powell Crane for a big picture view of what's happening in the state schools.
I think the biggest challenge right now is the stagnant funding for schools. We've had some of our districts lose some of their local funding by having their tax referendums being voted down, sort of this anti-tax feeling here in Alabama. They're having to use their local funding to sort of backfill the lack of state funding because the needs are still growing and the student bodies are still growing, but the money is not growing. And we've seen this all over the country. Some legislatures think they know about policy for public education better than the educators themselves.
Because they went to school.
Right, exactly. We all did, so we all think we're experts, myself included, right? So there is this tug of war that goes back and forth between those who hold the money. You know, the legislature is charged with budgeting and distributing money, and the Department of Education receives the money. We've been putting money, this from the legislature, we've been putting money into public education, and we're not getting the results that we want. You know, the educators will then step in and say, but it hasn't been the right kind of money. It hasn't been the level of money that we need. It hasn't been a sustainable effort.
You mentioned the mistrust coming from the fact that, hey, we're giving you all this money and we don't see the results. Isn't that an oversimplification, expecting schools to sort of solve society's larger problems? I mean, schools are part of a society, but there's a lot more going on. There's family structure. There's new technology that shortens attention spans. There are all these other things going on.
Yes, yes. You should be in education policy, Dan. Yes, and that's what you'll hear from educators. You know, this is not 50 years ago. 50 years ago, we didn't teach everybody. And we're asking teachers to teach the entire range of kids with all the social problems that they bring with them to school. How can you learn when you're hungry? How do you ask an 8-year-old to control their hunger urges when maybe they haven't eaten since the day before at school and now it's lunchtime again? You know, a lot of folks will say, well, it's their parents' fault. It's their parents' fault.
But still, those kids are in the system. Okay, fine. They're still there, right?
That's exactly right, right. They're still here. I can't just say, well, I'm sorry, you know, you drew a bad card, kid. Your parents can't afford to keep you, so we're just going to leave you outside. We can't do those things anymore. We have to teach all the kids that come to us. And I think it's a noble cause. The more I cover education, 10 years ago, I was one of those people who held up a test score and said, what are you going to do about this? This is an easy fix. 10 years later, I feel very differently.
Two more questions. Charter schools are now legal in Alabama. We've got a couple districts stepping up saying they want to be authorizers. In other words, the local district, as opposed to the state commission, says we want to sort of decide who gets to have a charter school, if anyone, in our district. Big picture, do you think charter schools are a good idea, a good fit for Alabama?
Gosh, you know, it depends on who you read, right? The good thing about Alabama passing a charter school bill now is we're 20 years into the charter school movement. We have results. We know what works for some kids doesn't work for other kids, kind of like traditional public schools, right? But with a charter, the idea is that you can really focus your energy, you get some flexibility from some bureaucratic policies that may have been holding you back. You know, the first charter schools won't appear in Alabama until 2017-18. There's a lot of waiting and seeing. I know that there's a lot going on behind the scenes. The Charter School Commission has had a couple of meetings. They're trying to get the rules and regulations out on what has to be in a charter school application. I mean, we're just at the very, very beginning of this movement. And I think, ask me again in 5 years.
What's something that makes you optimistic about the future of education in Alabama?
I'm enthused by the enthusiasm of the State Board of Education. They stream all of their board meetings online. They stream their work sessions online. Meetings are kind of boring. You already know what's going to happen there. But at the work sessions, they are digging deep into what is going on in public education in Alabama. How can we serve children better? And there are a lot of small things that are going on, a lot of experiments, I guess you'd say. Everything from a couple of years ago, a pilot program started to put wraparound services into schools. And by wraparound services, I mean making sure that kids get to the doctor if they need to get to the doctor. Maybe there's social workers in the school. And I see us willing to look outside our own borders at what's happening in other states, where we used to think that we kind of knew the best way and we didn't need those outsiders telling us what to do. And again, I think this goes to the leadership. I think that they are saying, you know, we don't have the answers. We've got a long way to go. There are a lot of kids that need a lot of education.
That's policy analyst Tricia Powell Crane of the website Alabama School Connection, speaking with WBHM's Dan Carson. You can hear an extended version of the conversation and learn about tomorrow night's issues in Ailes Education Forum at our website, wbhm.org.